Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's Maroon 5, and we've got Maroon 5 tickets. We have your tickets right now for their show at Oracle Arena on June 1st. Listen all week for more chances to win on Alice. The tickets actually go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. So if you've always wanted to see Maroon 5, you can win your tickets or you can buy them starting on Saturday. Call right now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 97. Get some Maroon 5 tickets. During the break, I got handed two more stories about men being accused of sexual harassment. One of them is Dustin Hoffman. He's released a statement in response to a sexual harassment allegation from 1985. A young woman by the name of Anna Graham Hunter, she was interning on his Death of a Salesman set back in 1985, says that Dustin grabbed her by the butt and said vulgar things to her. This is in a piece published by The Hollywood Reporter. She documented her time on set at that time via letters to her sister, and she's published details from her day-to-day during production. Dustin responded with a statement saying, "I have the utmost respect for women and feel terrible that anything I might have done could have put her in an uncomfortable situation. I am sorry. It's not reflective of who I am." Well, that's developing. And Brett Ratner has been accused of sexual harassment by six different women. He's a director and a producer.
Yeah, he did the Rush Hour movies. And he used to date Serena Williams. He did one of the X-Men films as well.
Yeah, he always had
a little bit of a reputation. What did they say?
Well, Natasha Henstridge is one of the people accusing him. He is strongly denying the allegations. There's no immediate response to requests by Variety for comment, blah, blah, blah. Looks like Henstridge said he forced her to perform on him during an incident in New York, in his apartment in New York in the early 1990s when she was a 19-year-old model. Actress Catherine Town described a meeting at a party in 05 where he aggressively came onto her and followed her into a bathroom. And then his assistant called her for months trying to set up a date. Olivia Munn said she had a couple disturbing encounters with Ratner. She brought food to his trailer during the filming of something called After the Sunset. He came from the bathroom wearing no pants and furiously attacking his man area.
Jeez, that's weird.
She said he claimed during a 2011 TV appearance to have slept with her, and she said no, and I guess he went on Howard Stern's show and apologized for saying that. And several other women have come forward. So it's spilling out now. Everyone who's ever suffered any sexual harassment is feeling like now is the time. I can come right out and say it. So now on to happy things, fun things.
Really?
Sure.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel's off this week, and he's got guest hosts filling in for him all week. Yesterday, I watched Shaq. Shaq was delightful.
Was he?
He was.
Shaq's a pretty fun guy.
He was, you know.
He's got a weird monotone way of talking.
He does. But he was great.
But he is a real sense of humor and was a big personality. The NBA was better when he was in it. Because he's got a big personality.
Yeah.
He
clearly they wrote him a bunch of jokes and he came out, but I thought he did great. The reviews are mixed. I only watched the monologue and I watched an interview with Mila Kunis. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny. They did one little bit. Have you seen the, it's one of those viral videos that's going around. Some little boy has fallen asleep on a toilet. And he's little, like he's sunk down. His arms are resting on the bowl, and
his feet he's in the water.
You got to assume his butt is touching the water. But he's in there sleeping, and then the father says something like, "I don't know what the kid's name is." Jacob, wake up, and the kid opens his eyes real.
I have not seen that one.
It's adorable, and so I don't know why they decided to do this, but they built an actual, and I was glad Mila Kunis asked about it, because I was like, is that just CG that they've done this in? They built a toilet big enough for Shaq to lay in it in the same way. So it's got to be enormous, but they
also—it's a hot tub, is what it is.
It's even—I mean, it's just enormous. Plus, it's toilet size, so it's way up off the floor. They built it to scale, and they built the whole room to scale. Like there's a sink that they've obviously also made enormous, so that he seems tiny in this giant set.
Cute.
And I thought, oh, they must have some computer person put that together. And he goes, nope, they built the whole thing for me. And she's like, but so in real life, do you have kind of a bigger toilet than other people? You know, because he's such a huge guy. He goes, no, my ass is regular sized. It was super funny. So anyway, he did great. And Dave Grohl was the guest host last night. And of course, it was Halloween. I only saw one small picture of this, but Guillermo, who's just the charming little sidekick for Jimmy Kimmel, he was dressed as Cher in the black see-through outfit. Remember this from, I don't know, I can't remember which song it was, but I think she was like in her mid-40s was like her comeback thing, and she had, it was the one with all the auto-tune on it.
I Believe.
Is that the one?
Or Believe?
Whatever one she wore, the see-through.
Believe is the name of the song. I don't know the outfit, though.
It was a see-through black one-piece, like, body netting with sort of appliques that you know.
Wait,
what I'm talking about.
Did she have
about.
The big hair?
The big hair.
Okay, I do remember that.
And then
that.
Just, like, the tiniest amount of things covering, you know, the nasties.
Right.
And so Guillermo comes out and he's wearing that outfit. And he's got the big belly and it's all, and the big, he's got the big wig on and everything. All it was right. So funny looking. But Grohl dressed as Letterman, today's Letterman. With the big beard, and he has the gap in the teeth.
And this was last night.
This is last night. And so he had a great time. Oh, God, he looks just like him. He's unrecognizable as Dave Grohl in that picture. So that's Kristen Bell, and she's dressed as Magnum P.I. Kristen Bell, of course, the voice of Anna, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure which one she does,
do you
but yes.
Build
yeah.
a snowman?
She's the little girl in it, because Elsa is... Adele Dazeem, right?
Yes, Adele Dazeem. Okay.
So Dave Grohl winds up doing a musical number with Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
So it's Kristen Bell dressed as Magnum P.I. singing.
So
do you want to build
yeah,
a snowman?
Yeah, it is. So it's a montage.
All right, let's.
It goes from Frozen to a band that Vinny loves.
Here we go.
So here's the setup leading to it, and I'll just skip
all
around.
Right.
Oh, she has a hairy chest.
I would jam as if we haven't planned this already.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
Yeah,
oh, no,
please.
I like this. Yeah. This is
no, you'll see.
She sounds...
That was the signal for what's coming up.
All right, now the whole band is decked out.
Here it comes.
Yeah! I guess they're going to build a Sandman now. Dave on the drums.
That's super fun. You know, that's the thing about Dave Grohl that people like so much is he's fun. He
yeah.
just seems to be having fun.
The funniest part is they're all in these costumes. It looks like David Letterman is playing the drums
yeah.
and Tom Selleck is singing and one of the guys in the band has a nice bra on. It's oh, Dave. There we go. So that was part of Dave Grohl's hosting of the Jimmy Kimmel Show last night.
Very cool.
Tonight on Kimmel, is Ellen DeGeneres hosting?
I don't have the
list in front of me, but I know Pink is the musical guest.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And on Jimmy Fallon, Maroon 5 is going to be the musical guest. So
oh, that's pretty
we
solid,
just
too.
Gave away the tickets.
Oh, we got our winner, by the
oh,
way.
Did
Anna
oh.
from Menlo Park.
Do you
want to
see
ticket.
Maroon 5? the top earning dead celebrities. That's always kind of fun. You know, they do this right around Halloween every year. They give mm-hmm. us the 13 top earning dead celebrities from Forbes. A lot of these are totally guessable, but there are some surprises on here. So do you want to
Well, our Jane showed up in a Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn.
She was just outside the top 13.
Oh.
So she earned, but not... So at number 13 is Betty Page. So I'll
okay.
This is the lowest. She made
right.
Her estate made $7.5 million.
Is Johnny Cash on there?
Johnny Cash is not on there.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson is number one.
Oh, okay.
And he wins it all the time. So he's made last year, $75 million.
How about Elvis?
Elvis is number four, $35 million.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, back to Michael Jackson really quick. He has topped the list 7 of the 9 years since his death in 2009. So he's, that's no surprise that he's right up there at the top. Who else do you think is on this list?
Albert Einstein?
Yes, he was number 10. His estate made $10 million. I don't know if it's, what is it, the posters? I'm not sure. Like, where do
I don't know,
where
posters, stamps, mugs.
Shirts.
All right. The stuff, yeah.
All the stuff that he's licensed to. Mm-hmm. I wondered if maybe something that he invented continues to make money, like maybe it's patents that he owns or something, because
sure.
$10 million is a lot of money for a dude who's been dead since 1955 to mm-hmm. still be pulling in. I mean, I guess it could be posters and mugs. I don't know. Okay, so you've got a couple on here. You got number one, Michael Jackson, $75 million. Elvis Presley, number four, with $35 million. Albert Einstein, Betty Page. Anybody else?
I can't even think about anybody else.
Number 12 is Elizabeth Taylor. Her estate made $8 million last year.
How?
I don't know. White
well,
diamonds.
Her perfumes. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
David Bowie, 11th place. He made $9 million last year. In this past year, I should say. Dead since January of last year. He died. It's been 2 years?
David yeah. Bowie?
Since Bowie?
Well,
oh, my God.
I mean, we've been saying time is racing by.
If you had asked me, I would have said he died January of this year. Like, it just doesn't feel like that long ago.
Well, was it the end of last year? Like
January 10th, 2016.
Oh, it was right. The beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And Prince is on the list, too. April of last year. So almost 2 years.
He's Tom Petty jump up?
Tom Petty did. Prince is number seven. $18 million he made last year, in this past year. Tom Petty is number six. He made $20 million this year. He dead since 4 weeks ago. Obviously, he made almost all his money while he was still alive, but he's had a huge jump in album sales. And apparently, that's cool. If you die during the year and you made a bunch of money that year, they still count you. Let's see. Number nine is John Lennon. His estate made $12 million. Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel. He's number eight, $16 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I did some research on how Einstein still makes money.
Okay.
So do you know what Baby Einstein is?
Yes.
Oh.
So that they pay his estate money for that. Disney still pays him for that.
Oh, wow.
And everything licenses his look, his name, his brand. His character.
All of that pays in.
So, for example, like Nestle's Japanese coffee brand, there's a sneaker campaign. I guess there's a, you know, he does ads with Kobe Bryant back in the day. So his mug, like you said, bears wearing his hair. Anything that has to do with Albert, there's, believe it or not, they're thinking there might even be Albert Einstein themed porn out there somewhere.
Oh.
So anything that has to do with him.
They get kicked back. Huh.
Yeah, they say even though he was a mathematician.
Porn.
Who wants to watch that?
It'd be funny.
Would it?
I'll watch it. See what's going on there.
But it says he has 360 degrees. Every market sector buys him.
Wow.
All right.
The most famous mathematician.
How about people are naming James Dean?
James Dean did not make that. They list him, but he didn't make the top 13, so I don't know what he made here.
Hendrix
also not in the top 13.
What's his face from Nirvana?
Oh, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Robin Williams?
No.
Carrie Fisher?
Yes, she's in the not in the top 13, but she's just outside. So Muhammad Ali, Steve McQueen, Carrie Fisher, Frank Sinatra, Bruce Lee, Paul Walker, Marilyn Monroe, and James Dean are all, like, they're the rest of the top 20, basically. Frank Zappa didn't make the list either, but he might in the future because his son had announced the hologram tour plan. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's going to, if they're even going to be able to do that, but they're saying that might happen next year. Let's see. I think I've done 13 through, okay, number five, Bob Marley. Bob Marley's estate made $23 million.
No surprise there.
Right. Number four was Elvis Presley. Number, I guess this is, I see. Number three is Charles Schulz.
Oh, yes. I was going to
say that. Yeah, the Peanuts creator. $38 million his estate made last year. Although I believe their family home was lost in the fires up north.
Is that right?
Yes.
But not the museum.
But they do say,
I think it's still closed, the museum.
I'm sure it probably is, but they say even though the museum was saved, that there was so much Peanuts memorabilia at his actual home, and that's lost.
Yeah.
And number two, out of the blue, Arnold Palmer. He made $40 million dead since September of last year. $40 million is what his estate raked in. Arnold Palmer, second place on the list of the top earning dead celebrities.
So the country clubbers stepped up and spent some money
on Arnold Palmer gear.
All right.
Maybe he gets a nickel every time you order an Arnold Palmer.
Ooman, have you noticed a jump in Arnold Palmer gear at your events?
I haven't, but I'm doing some more research to see if Arnold Palmer actually makes money off of the drink named after him,
he can't. Possibly. I was joking.
I don't think he does off the drink. People but he designs golf courses around the world, actually. Right. He probably has his name licensed to certain clubs or you know, outfits.
Well, anything golf related that says Arnold Palmer on it, I'm sure, you know, he had a hand. People want that. He's the best.
You know Arizona Iced Tea?
Yes.
They have an Arnold Palmer drink.
Well, he must get money for that.
He gets paid for that one.
Oh, good for him.
And Michael Jackson topped the list. We mentioned him earlier. $75 million.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, Yuzette.
Yes.
I'm going to name you the court shows that are currently on TV.
Oh, boy.
Tell me which one is your favorite. Hot Bench, Judge Judy, The People's Court, Judge Mathis, Divorce Court, and Judge Faith. You know her?
I do not know her. I'm going to go with People's Court because I love Judge Marilyn Million.
Court. Do you watch all those?
She watches Hot Bench. She talks about that to me all the time.
Hot Bench.
I do.
Yeah.
Is that the one where there's three people who decide?
I've actually only seen that once, I think.
Oh, okay.
Judge Judy.
You like her?
I like her. She's a little much sometimes. But Judge Mathis, I like him. He's funny. And what was the other one? I don't know the other one.
Judge Faith.
Yeah, I don't know her.
Well, you got to check her out. Divorce Court was one of them, too.
Oh, Divorce Court.
Is that the one you were watching, Divorce Court?
No, Paternity Court is the one that I watched at the Toyota dealer in the waiting room.
Ding.
And I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
They're actually saying these are the 6 court shows right now, but it sounds like...
There's so many more.
Right.
There's a...
Maybe these are the ones that are just currently in production or something. Do you only see reruns of Judge Joe? Or
Maybe one of the judges does a few of these shows.
Maybe, right. Well,
even Gloria Allred does a judge
of
show.
She does?
She does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's interesting to watch.
Well, Nielsen just announced that no matter who your favorite is, Judge Judy is the number one court show.
She always is.
For the 1,100th straight week.
And makes the most money.
That is 21 years of being number one week after week after week.
Good for her.
As far as all the court shows go. And what is Judge Judy's net worth? Like, I've seen her estate.
She makes bank. Yeah.
Where does she live?
Well, I'm sure she has many homes. L.A., Florida, New York.
I saw some house of hers that I was just drooling over. Just, like the just rich guy family estate.
Judge Judy's house?
It was crazy gorgeous. You couldn't even believe it. I'm like, look at that.
She earns $47 million per year.
Oh, my God.
Over $900,000 per workday. Oh. She works 52 days a year.
That's hilarious.
Because they record like 5 in a row or something like that. A week's work. What is her net worth? I'm seeing, this is from last year, $290 million.
Is her home the one made out of the brick? How did it look to you?
I thought it was like an old stone.
Yeah, stone.
Stone mansion.
Yeah, I see it. It's
freaking
nice.
Gorgeous. Is that the one in New York?
Oh, I'm just looking at a picture.
I just had this courtyard I was drooling over. I didn't care what she was saying. I just kept rewinding and looking at different shots of her house. Like, oh my God, look at this palace that Judge Judy lives in. Pays to be judgy.
The Gloria Allred show is called We the People with Gloria Allred.
Yeah, I see that like on Oprah's channel or something.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to her.
Yeah.
Somebody else who doesn't need the money? Adele. She just turned down $1.3 million to sing for some Arab billionaire in the Middle East. She was like, I don't know. I'm not going to. I have to weed my garden. Apparently her rep said, yeah, she's not doing it. She is busy gardening this week.
Well, if she's got the dough, why would you?
Adele is often weeding these days. She, no problem. She'll still have food for her family. She made about $70 million over the past year from touring and sales. And she is worth about $175 million. Mm-hmm. So, and that, I think she's the richest celebrity under 30 in the UK, according to this.
I don't even think you have to be... I think I know people who don't have money who turn down work.
Right.
That's not surprising. And we turn down work. There's stuff that I've been offered to do more.
Yeah, but if they offered us $1.3 million, we wouldn't turn it down. She's just in a position where she can turn that down.
Right.
I mean, you've said we could see the butt dot for $100,000. I mean.
Well, yeah. There's a price for everything, right?
I mean, what wouldn't you do for $1.3 million? But she's busy.
Fly to where?
Fly to the Middle East.
If I was rich, I wouldn't do that. Like, wherever that is, I would, yeah, if I had my money, I'd go, like, I don't know what this person's going to ask me to do, but it's probably not going to be fun.
So I'm doing some more research on Adele, and apparently she was, did you ever report this? She was offered a 12-month stint at the Wynn Hotel.
Oh, I think we read
I think
that
we
before.
Did read that.
And they were offering her $500,000 per show.
And she turned it down?
She said
turned
it down.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Seems like hard work, really.
She checks out. You know, I mean, she leaves a few years between albums. She seems to do things on her own time. She had a kid when she was ready to, and she wants to weed her garden, you know? Maybe it's that time of year in England. It's weeding time. I can't possibly go to the Middle East and perform for the billionaires. No, thanks. Oh, $1 million to say, I have $174 million of those. I don't need any more.
Didn't she say she's done touring, too?
She has talked about that, but she's not really into the live performance aspect. Doesn't she say she even still gets some stage fright?
Yeah, like she throws up before each show.
I wouldn't bother. Sell your records.
If she would have
one person selling them.
She would have taken that. She would have outpaced the highest paid performer in Vegas. Celine Dion.
Wow. Oh.
$478,000 per show. Yeah.
Adele. I would actually go see Adele.
How about Celine?
No. Okay. I've seen some videos of her. I don't need to see her. What's coming up, Vinny?
Oh, so much stuff, including a sentence a guy got that includes writing, excuse me, a sentence a judge gave a guy and he has to write.
Oh.
Literally write out. Yes, that.
I get it.
Blackface from yesterday's Halloween.
Don't
I know. I know. Unbelievable. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Scott Pearl will be joining us pretty soon, and then he's heading back out on vacation. About 8 o'clock, he'll be stopping by. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Yeezy just handed me, we have a major concert announcement to make at 10 a.m. Big one. This one's a big one.
What time is this announcement?
10 o'clock, we'll be making this concert announcement. So be here at 10, get all the info. This is a big one. Everybody loves this band. And we got some dates.
Can you give me a hint? I'm not ready. Can you give me a hint?
They're huge.
They're huge.
Mm-hmm. They're huge. And 10 o'clock is when your next hint will come. Major announcement coming up at 10 o'clock on Alice.
The Radio Alice Report.
Just stop thinking about it. Just let it go.
You're the one teasing. You tease, wait. And then you're shocked that it worked.
But
that you hooked
Vinny,
me.
Vinny, your part, you work here. Like, you know I can't tell you until 10 o'clock. Like, this isn't surprise news to you.
I'm just saying. You plant the hook, and then you're like, what? What? Oh. You're curious? I'm surprised you're curious.
Yes, but you know that your curiosity cannot be satisfied until 10. I can tell you when we get off the air here, if you remember to ask me.
Okay.
All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Cameron.
Oh, Cameron.
Our new baby.
Our new baby.
Yeah.
7 pounds, 3 ounces of pure joy. Cameron.
So, this show has a baby at Berkeley.
Yep.
And we have a new baby born yesterday at 9:30 p.m.
Yes. And we have a baby who's turning 4 years old today.
That's right. My kid turns 4 today. Hey. Happy birthday, Isla.
What are you guys doing?
Well, I was racing out of here right after the show to go do lunch with family, but it seems a meeting has popped up.
Yes, we have a meeting.
So I don't know where I'll catch up with my family, but we'll probably do some dinner, and I think that's it.
Mm.
It's not going to be one of the big kid parties because we moved, and there's just been too much going on.
Got that great backyard now, though.
This weekend, though, I will be going to
Aladdin.
Oh, that's exciting.
And that'll be sort of the... We're doing a matinee. If you go to Aladdin this weekend, I'll see you there.
All right.
Please excuse me.
SHN. I gave Vinny, you know those books we get?
Yes.
The big
the program, right?
Yeah. Did you happen to get a chance to show it to her?
It's in the back of the car right
now. Oh, great, Vinny.
Well, does she even know she's going yet?
She doesn't, but yesterday was just hairball between leaving the secret show and then. Yes.
Has she seen the movie Aladdin?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've watched that. It's very
great
good.
Songs
and then,
in that
oh,
movie.
Man, that's
so
the one
good.
Where I was just, I'm watching and I'm so happy to hear Robin Williams, but I'm also like a tear in my eye, too. Like, oh
he's
come
genius
on.
In that. I saw Aladdin in Chicago 6 months ago or so.
Yeah.
And the genie steals the show. If it's the same, I'm pretty sure it's the same cast that's going to be here in San Francisco, and they were excellent. It's a good show.
This Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be the thing.
Just the three of you going? Or
yeah.
Lovely.
So anyway, here's what's happening. We did have a terror attack yesterday in New York City. A man rented a pickup truck and mowed down pedestrians and cyclists along a busy bike path near the World Trade Center Memorial. This was yesterday, and 8 people died. 11 were seriously injured. This person was shot and is in the hospital in critical condition, but is expected to survive.
Which is good, because maybe they can get some information.
We'll see. It was a rented Home Depot truck. Mm. Just whatever, $20 daily rental or something. Right. Guy was an Uber driver and was here legally. So there's that. First major storm is headed our way. The snow level is going to drop to 4,000 feet on Friday through Tuesday.
Prepare for winter, everyone.
It's very exciting.
You can get much of a fall. We're going to go right to winter.
I like it.
And the time changes on Saturday, right?
It does change Saturday night.
Like Sunday
morning. Yes, as a matter
morning.
Of fact, I need to write that down to keep reminding you all of that, because it is seems late.
It does. They a couple years ago, they shortened it way up, right? It used to be early in October, and then maybe in March it went back, but now it's...
It seemed like it was always before Halloween.
Right.
Now it's after.
Yeah.
Well, it's this weekend.
All right.
A 30-year-old guy named Darren Young from Maui, Hawaii, and his girlfriend broke up earlier this year, and she wound up getting a protection order against him in February.
Oh.
Okay.
So he didn't take the breakup well?
Clearly he didn't.
Okay.
He violated it one night in May by texting her 144 times with nasty messages.
Oh.
While he was in court on Friday, the judge came up with this unexpected punishment for him. She sentenced him to have to write 144 nice things to his ex-girlfriend, one for every nasty thing he said. Plus, he has to pay a few fines and do some community service.
Was the girlfriend like, no thanks? I don't want his 144 nice things?
I was curious how you'd respond to that.
Yeah, I don't want 144 more texts from this guy. Like, I want him to disappear from my life. But that, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe some people would want that. I wouldn't. I'd want his thumbs chopped off. I don't want him to be able to text anyone anymore.
We're talking about a grown man here. He's 30.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I'm surprised. And it's a female judge, too.
Right.
So I'm surprised by her with that.
Right. Maybe he just has to, like, write these things out, and then the judge will look and make sure they're all nice, and
well,
the girl
yeah,
can
I don't,
just go on with her life and not ever have to read
them. I think she can tear them up and slam the door. She doesn't have to read
right.
them. I can't imagine that the judge would try to put her through that.
Right, and hopefully she didn't say, does he just have to write them down longhand, or is he actually supposed to text these to her? Because I don't want 144 more texts from this douche.
Yeah, it's not going to be text. He just has to write them.
Okay.
It still seems...
So then he can do all that work, and she can rip them up and slam the door.
Still
Fantastic.
Seems to be making light of some pretty aggressive... 144 texts is a lot.
It is.
That's like a month in a night.
Yeah. I mean, it's constant.
Yeah. Anyway.
Can you block somebody's number?
Yeah, you would
Yeah,
think so.
You can. And for what reason she didn't, I don't know.
Maybe because he's violating the restraining order and she needs to have the proof of that?
Could be. Staples in Pleasant Hill, California.
Oh, right over there.
Right over there by Walnut Creek.
Yeah.
I dated a lady there for a minute. That's where she lived, Pleasant Hill. It's a nice town. Mm. Very nice. Anyway, a Staples in Pleasant Hill, California is getting a ton of heat after one of its employees wore a costume over the weekend that looked like blackface.
Okay.
Apparently, the woman told people she was a spa guest and it was a mud mask. She had curlers in her hair and a shower cap to complete the costume. But they say here it looked close enough like blackface that people were outraged.
Yeah.
Didn't help that the managers told people they thought she was dressed as a Sharpie.
A Sharpie?
A Sharpie. You know, the pen, yeah. The permanent marker that you...
That was,
after a bunch of people complained, thing, huh? Staples issued a statement saying two things. One, she wasn't really one of their employees. She works for Hewlett-Packard and was working in the store promoting their items.
Oh.
You know, they have those in stores.
Yeah, yeah.
And two.
Oh, is this it? Well, that's
Let's
weird.
Have a look at this. Does that read blackface to you, or does that
Well,
read
I don't know why
mask?
That would be blackface. The costume doesn't have any... One of the things that I saw on today's SF Gate website, which is the Chronicle's website, there were a bunch of people who put on Kaepernick costumes.
Mm-hmm.
With the
big
afro
wig, right.
And the black face, and that one what didn't go down well at all.
No.
In fact, a policeman was called out. They showed him.
You see the
and
one
his...
with the big nose prosthetic.
Oh, you saw
too?
This?
I saw that one. I didn't know there was more than one.
It went viral. It's not gonna go well for him.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate.
I think his sign said we'll kneel for protest or we'll stand for work or something like that.
I don't know. I didn't see the sign. I was flipping through. There were a bunch of them.
Yeah.
There.
This is, you know, it doesn't look like a spa day. She's got like business clothes on the bottom and then some kind of weird head thing happening. And then just like, you know, I think of when you think of a mud mask, it comes just to your jawline. It leaves a large circle around your eyes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this looks, it's not.
The
it's just so ill-advised.
CBS is reporting that cop will not be punished for his costume.
Oh.
No.
All right. Good for him. Sam Adams just announced a $199 beer that's illegal in 12 states. You want to try that?
I guess.
Why is it illegal?
Probably too high of an alcohol content.
It's 56 proof, which makes it just as potent as a lot of hard alcohol. The bottle's $199.
Is it a 12-ounce bottle?
The high alcohol content is illegal in 12 states. But it looks like we can have it here.
Oh.
Yay.
Hooray for California.
It should go on sale in 38 states next month.
How big is it?
They only made 13,000 total bottles, so you have to call around to find a place that's carrying it. I don't have a picture of it, so I don't know.
There it is.
Oh, it's a wonderful little bottle. It looks like it's for sipping, which I don't know why anyone would do that. It's dumb.
Oh, really pretty bottle. It's sort of...
It looks like a...
Genie
like a
lamp.
Courvoisier style. It looks like a bottle of brandy or something.
Yeah.
But right, it's a metal... And they've poured it into a little, like a brandy snifter looking thing here.
If I find one at BevMo, I'll buy it.
Why?
Just to have. It looks cool. Might as well.
We can all take a sip. That
yeah, we'll
great.
Take a sip.
Except you go to, Benny, everyone.
Yeah, except Benny. Yeah, except you go to BevMo all the time?
Not all the time, but every once in a while, you know, you got to buy something fancy for someone alcohol-wise, and you get the guy with
the
key
BevMo.
And say, hey, open that up. Let me look at that bottle.
Did you get hammered yesterday after the Secret Show?
When I took a shot of Fernet, I had nothing in my stomach, and I was like...
You took a shot of Fernet?
Yeah, and then I had to work out right after
What's
that.
What's Fernet?
It's garbage.
Really, it's good for you. It's got, like, golden seal and echinacea in it. It's really good.
It tastes like everything. I always describe it. You know that little mat at the bar?
Yes.
It tastes to me like someone rang it out after the night, and...
Everything that was spilled all night.
But
is
I think
in
it's
there.
A local company that does that.
Yeah, please don't say anything bad about it. They've got it's got myrrh and chamomile and aloe and saffron.
Why
it's,
do you do that? What is that?
I like it.
Oh, so you like it?
And it's like a good
potpourri tea. Or
no,
something.
No, it's so great. And it's like a good, you know, it helps you digest everything. Oh. It's really
so
good
you did
for
that
you.
On an empty stomach, and that was.
Yeah.
Did anybody else do a shot of Fernet with you?
Everyone else did tequila.
No.
Oh. Fun. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, did Bryn's wife have the baby?
She did.
Yay.
She yeah. had her last one night wife. Around 9 o'clock, 9:30. Cameron weighed 7 pounds, 3 ounces.
Yes.
And everybody's resting comfortably. Except Bryn, who's up holding the baby.
He looked tired.
He sure did.
Oh, yeah.
They had quite the night.
510 says, it's turn back timeshare. That costume is turn back timeshare, not believe share.
Oh, right. Whichever one she had the see-through thing on.
That's turn back timeshare, okay. Sarah.
Okay, sorry. I'm not really up on share songs.
510 brought up, you mentioned Shaq hosted.
Yes.
510 says, funniest family feud question ever. Name a body part that is bigger on Shaquille O'Neal than most people. And the answer is his man zone. Although it's penis. I mean.
That was an actual question on Family
on
Feud?
On Family Feud.
And people did say his wiener?
Well,
do they allow that?
Don't you think it is? It would have to be, right?
I do. It's the first thing I thought of. But I did feel like with that being like the number one answer and no other answers appearing, that would be a weird question to ask on Family Feud, which has the word family right in the title.
For women that date Shaq, that's got to be one of the greatest curiosities, right?
Well, yeah, let's get a look at that thing. Let's have a look, right?
Mm-hmm. 415 says, happy birthday to her.
Oh, happy birthday,
and maybe
Isla.
Bryn's baby girl, too. Love your show, Sheila. No, Bryn's baby was born on Halloween. Mine was born on... what is
All Saints Day.
Yeah.
Dia de los Muertos.
There you go. I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, Scott Capurro is coming up, but I am going to try and squeeze a few things in. Harry Styles, what a peach.
What'd he do?
I just can't believe what he did. What a wonderful guy. Also, I have a little bit more on the Selena Gomez The Weeknd breakup, and Floyd Mayweather has found something to spend all the money in his checking account on. Some of it, anyway.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.